spoke about the relationship
between the sugya on Daf Hei Amud Beis and the sugya, the parallel sugya in Eruvin, and we saw four different approaches about how to deal with the fact that the sugya in Eruvin does not have any boundaries, while our sugya has very, very clear boundaries. And our working assumption was that both sugyos dealt within the same context, and that's what you find in the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hei, that the context is, Kishem Sha'adam Metzuve Bechvod Aviv V'yiraso, you have in front of you in the Mar Makomos, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, that there's a dinyan, inyan of Kavod Harav, Yiras Harav, and therefore, Halacha Beis, we have the sugya in Eruvin, that Aser Lahoros Bifnei Rabo L'Olam, B'chol Amor Halacha Bifnei Rabo Chayef Misa, and then we have our sugya, Haya Benola Ben Rabo Yud Beis Mil, that we have a different level of Hora'a, a Hora'a Akrai, but it all is in the realm of Kavod Harav. Masha Enkein, what we find is that our sugya is quoted by the Rambam twice. It's quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, but it's also quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chof. And there the context is totally different. What is the context of Sanhedrin, Perek Chof? What is the, if the context of Hilchos Talmud Torah is Kavod Harav, what is the context of Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Chof? What value are we dealing with? The value we dealt with in Hilchos Talmud Torah was Kavod Harav. What value are we dealing with in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Chof? Yes, no.
Chachma.
To a large extent, but let's look. What?
The judgment itself.
The judgment itself. Let's look at Perek Chof, Halacha Vav. Lo sa'asu avel b'mishpat, ze ha-me'aveit et ha-din, u'mezake et ha-chayev, u'mechayev et ha-zakai. That we have a unique love in the Torah, says the Rambam, not to mess up a gmar din, not to paskin improperly, not to paskin in a crooked manner. Then, what does that stem from? What does Sof Kol Sof, we're talking about Talmidei Chachamim, the Dayanim, are individuals who have learned. Why would they make a mistake? Locha Zayin, Hagas Libo Behorah, V'Kofetz, V'Chotech Et Adin, Kodem Shiach Karenu, Beino Ben Atzmo, Ad She'elo Baruch Kashemesh, Harei Zeshote, Rasha, Gas Ruach, etc. What over here is behind the Ivut Tadin?
Proper judgment.
Well, what brings about the improper judgment in Halacha Zayin?
Goes in properly.
But what mida? What Gaiva. Character of a person?
Gaiva.
That's Halacha Ches. When Halacha Zayin, Hagas Liba Bahara V'Kofetz V'Chotech Et Adin Kodem Shiach Karenu. Misguided reasons, right? Haste, right? I grew up. Haste makes waste, right? In other words, that. Haste is something which is. Does everyone have a page? Can someone just pass the extras around? Thank you. That you have haste. That's why v'kach tzivu chachamim hevei mesunim badin. That a person should think things through slowly. Metunim badin. Iyov riv lo yadati achkarenu. One should investigate matters. Then we come to halacha ches. Another source of Ivu Tadin, aside from haste, called Dayan Shabalafan of Din, Vihishu Damoso Bedin Pasuk, Shekvar Yoda Oso, Vyesh Bemedina Godom Yenu Bachachma, Venahorech Benimlachbo. What over here is the motivation or the character trait?
That's Gaiva.
This is Gaiva, right? I don't have to go to a Rebbe. I don't need anyone to tell me how to be Medam Medavar Ledavar. I have my own intellect, and I could use my own intellectual skills to compare cases. Okay, so we have over here, we have a lav, lo tasu avel, that one is not supposed to be crooked in judgment. The crookedness could stem from haste, the crookedness could stem from gaiva. So therefore, halacha tes, Chazal made a takana. What takana did Chazal make? Talmud al yore halacha bifnei rabo, elem kin roch mimeno gimel parsos, kineged machne Yisrael. Namely, according to this Rambam, what is the source of this takana? It was meant to prevent what?
crooked din.
Prevent the crooked din. Prevent the ivut b'mishpat. Namely, as opposed to this, again, we have the same takana quoted twice in the Rambam. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, the background of the takana was kavod harav. Here, it's not so much kavod harav as the nature of the psak. We want to come up with a psak which is yashar, not with a psak which is mu'uvat, which is crooked. And since the ivut can come about from haste, or even more likely from gaiva, that a person wouldn't consult. So chazam et ha-takana, you have to consult. You have to consult. Okay? My nafgamina between the takana being brought in Hilchos Talmud Torah and the takana being brought in Hilchos Sanhedrin, is there any nafgamina? Does it make a difference really why a Talmud should not be Mora Bifnei Rabbah? It's because of Kavod Harav, or it's because we're afraid that there's going to be an Ivut Hadin? But Derech Mikra, we still saw that you weren't allowed to be to judge within three parsos. Namely, our Gemara, the Gemara in Eruvin, which is dealing with setting up, according to the Rambam, setting up a bezdin, etc. That's a slap in the face to the Rebbe, even if you're in Alaska and he's in Yerushalayim, v'chule, it's a slap in the face to the Rebbe. That's a din of kavod harav. There's another principle of our Gemara of Gimel Parsos. So in the context of Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's also Kavod Harav.
I thought outside of Gimel, according to the Rambam,
there could be... Nachum, but we're talking about within the Gimel. Within the Gimel, right? Within the Gimel. And we're talking about Nola ben Rabba, Yud Beis Mil, V'shar Lo Dvar Halacha. That's Halacha HaPerek Gimel. Talmud Ayor Halacha B'fnei Rabbam Ken Rochman O Gimel Parsos. That's Perek Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf. The same Halacha. Right? The same halacha has two different sources. My nafgamina?
We spoke about Rishos last time.
Excellent. Mechila. Can the Rav be mochel? So the Rambam says black and white in Hilchos Talmud Torah that if it's a din of kavod, can the Rav be mochel? Yes. Sure. But if it's a din of ivut hadin, that we're afraid the psak is going to come out wrong, where does mechila fit? And so there's no din over here. Rav Yor Halacha Fnei Rabbim Keni Rochim Imenu Gimel Parasos Kinei Machi Israel. Period. Doesn't say Ela Im Kain Kibel Rishus Mi Rabbo. Right? In other words, we have over here two. The same halacha is quoted in two contexts, but with a very powerful distinction. And there's an Elu VeElu. There's not a stira. It's simply, in other words, the Radvaz, if you saw over here in Hilchos Sanhedrin, says that this halacha was already explained in Perek Hilchos Talmud Torah. V'sham hirchi v'kan kitzer. No. Finis daiti. No, this is a it's the same halacha, but it's a totally different context. Did this context make it into Shulchan Aruch? The answer is yes or no. That we're concerned about evil tadin. What yoredei siman reish mem beis siftes. Yesh mi shekosav shekol hakosav b'svarim piskei ha-gaonim yochol lahoros b'yimei rabo, rak lo yored davar milibo v'lo yismach arayosav l'damos milsa l'milsa me'atzmo. Through the back door. It made it into the Shulchan Aruch through the back door, that a person shouldn't think that he has the right to be medame milsa l'milsa. In other words, if something is black and white, fine. If it's gray and he has to decide whether it's comparable to X or to Y, Yesh Misha Omer. The problem is, back through the back door, namely over here, the Machaber isn't quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, because the Machaber in Siman Reish Mem Beis is working off of the Rambam. What's Siman Reish Mem Beis? What's the context of it? It's not Hilchos Sanhedrin. It's Hilchos?
Kavod Harav.
Kavod Harav. Excellent. All right. So within Kavod Harav, where does this fit in? So he's quoting Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni, I brought for you right underneath the Yeredeia, Od Hora Mori Rabbeinu. Who is the Mori Rabbeinu of the Hagos Maimoni? Little Jewish history? Maharami Rutenberg. Maharami Rutenberg had a number of, he was the Gadol in his generation, and he had a number of very, very special Talmidim, each of whom wrote, was sent by the Maharam to write a Perush on a different topic. So the Mordechai, his job was to write a Perush on the Rif to a large degree, and the Maharami and the Hagos Maimoni to write a Perush on the Rambam. And he had a Talmud the Sefer HaTruma, who simply wrote a book of Psakim. Namely, the Maharam tried to cover all bases via his Talmidim. So, Od Hora Mori Rabbeinu Shekol Psak Shadam Roe Beferush B'Sefer Misifri HaGaonim Yochol Gohoroso. Afilu biyamei Rabba, without consulting with his Rebbe. Afilu Talmud Gomer, even if he's not a Talmud Chaver. Rak lo yore dover miliba v'lo yismach arayosa v'lo yedama milsa lemilsa misfaras atzmo. This is the Yesh Misha Kosav of the Mechaber. But the Rambam basically says the same thing, but says it's stronger, but in a different context. In Hilchot Sanhedrin, not in Hilchos Kavod Harav. Okay, so I just wanted to point out that even though we didn't, you know, when you learn the sugya, you know, it's purely without working off of Tosfos. They sent us to Erevin, and we spend our time comparing it to Erevin, but we also have to realize that there is another context as well. And it's unfortunately, the Ein Mishpat, I have no tainus on him, he sent us to Eruvin, because it's over there quoted. And then he sends the tour in Reish Mem Beis Dalet, which was, but we have over here the Rambam also in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Maybe there's a Ein Mishpat HaShalem, I don't know. But it should be somewhere, okay? I'm not such a bucky in Rambam, but Rav Uchenstein sent me to the Rambam. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara then has a story. Rabbi Chiya, Chazi Elu Gavra Davei Koi BeBeis HaKvaros, Amalei, Lav Ben Ish Ploni Kohen Ata, what in the world are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? You're a Kohen's not allowed to go into Beis HaKvaros. Amalei, in. You're correct about my identity, but you're not correct about my status. Avu Adahu Gavra Gava Inayim Have, Nasan Enav Begrusha V'Chilolo. I'm a Chalal, and because of my father's Yetzahara, and so I'm allowed to be in a Beis Olam. Period. Okay, what in the world is this doing here in the sugya? So you saw two perushim in Rashi. The second perush of Rashi is seconded by Tosfos. So let's first see the second perush of Rashi. That what is the context of this story? Firstly, there's a problem in terms of the girsa. It's not Rabbi Chiya, but
Rebbe.
Talking about Rebbe, and it wasn't in a Beis Kfaros, but it was in a place that had a status of a Beis Kfaros, namely
Akko.
Akko was a boundary city of the Tkufa of Bayit Sheni. When in Bayit Sheni, Klal Yisrael came back and repopulated the land. So the part that they repopulated, that was Kidshel Shaita, Kidshel Asid Lavo. The part that was Nichbash by Yoshua, but was not reconquered, it was Kidshel Shaita, V'lo Asid Lavo. It didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Once it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it means it has the status of Eretz Ha'amamim. Eretz Ha'amamim, there is a din of Tumah, of Tumas Eretz Ha'amamim. So Akko was the boundary. Part of Akko had a status of Eretz Yisrael and a world of Trumos and Maestros. Part of Akko had a status of Chutz La'aretz. Who learned Maseches Gittin? What does that have to do with Maseches Gittin? First Mishnah Maseches Gittin?
About whether the divorce,
excellent. Whether the formula of a funai nechtam, when a get comes from chutz la'aretz, so you have to come, because in chutz la'aretz they weren't that baki lishma, etc. So you had to come with the formula, the shliach had to come, b'funai nechtam. I know this was done properly, even though it was done in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, the batedim were metsuyim, they knew the halacha, you didn't have to have the formula. What if a get comes from Akko? So that's the question. The first Mishnah is Akko considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael, not part of Eretz Yisrael, and Tosfos there points out, Akko itself was divided. So that's the context. The Rebbe saw this person standing in the wrong part of Akko. He says, what are you doing here? You're a Kohen. Don't you know that if you're in this part of Akko, it's like going on Haraz Esim, right? That you're going to be Tamei. So he says, I'm a Cholo. Okay? Why would that story be brought over here? Because what is the context of that story in the Yerushalmi in Shvius? The previous story of Rebbe, right? The previous story of Rebbe with the Talmud and Mei Beitzim and Mei Bitzoyim. This is all one story. This is all Rebbe was taking a journey, and on his journey, all these things happened. He kept a diary of his journey, and then he told it over to his Talmidim. So the story previously of Talmud al-Yore, Elam Ken Kibel Rishus, and this story of Akko occurred on the same journey. That's the second parish of Rashi. Namely, that we have over here a stream of consciousness, as we many times have in the Gemara, in terms of the same, it's the same story, it's the same context. But there's also possible the first parish of Rashi, a conceptual context.
Why
yes?
Is it back to back then? There's a break in between.
Yeah, but it's break in between because we have a takana linked to a takana. Once they brought in the takana, Tamar Yore Halacha Ela Birshus Rabbah, they brought in takana Tamar Yore B'makom Rabbah, and then they returned to the diary. Okay. Again, stream of consciousness within the stream of consciousness. That's the beauty of Gemara. The other verse pairs of Rashi is that it's a conceptual context, namely, that what do we have over here in this story? It was really Rabbi Chiya, and it was really in Chutz La'aretz, but what is the issue of Rabbi Chiya? Who was Rabbi Chiya's Rebbe? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, 100%. And Rebbe was alive and well and kicking and in the same area as Rabbi Chiya. They're all together. So what's going on over here? We just saw a Takana, Talmud al Yora, Ella b'makom Rabbo, and this is Makom Rabbo. So what's the answer? This is Lafrusha Misura. This is the exception to the rule. That's a paskin, what people should do in terms of mitzvos asei or theoretical psakim. Those, you have this din of kavod harav, which puts a limitation. But lafrushe meyisura, someone's doing the wrong thing, and the Rebbe is silent, so the Talmud should jump in and prevent someone from being, and that is brought also in which sugya? In the sugya in Eruv, in Adav Samach Yomam, in Aleph. There was this parallel story over there with Ravina, etc. Lafrushe isura. And that's the Rambam over here in Halacha Gimel. That even though we have, we're limited in terms of psak halacha, setting up a court, or paskening arai, but that's only in a situation which is theoretical. However, ula hafrish min ha'isur, afilu bifnei rabo muter lahoros. Ketzad, da-da-da-da-da, right? That's la hafrish min ha'isur. Like Pinchas was mor halacha bifnei Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of the what's the status of Boel Aramis? That was, so what is Pinchas getting involved? Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there. So, if, you know, it's, but this is Lafrushe Me Isura, that in this world, Hashem in Cholkim Kavod L'Rav. Okay? So we have these two Perushim. That's just Pshat in the Gemara. Then the Gemara moves over to, or returns, if you want to the world of Smicha, to the world of Rishus. Pshita Lepalga. We already saw that there can be either a smicha, or if not a smicha, a reshus that will pater from tashlumin, lepalga, for area X as opposed to area Y. That this person can be dan dine mamanos, he can't be matir bechoros. Right? Ha ko amar de mahane. We saw that is a possibility. That works. Question is, al tnai mai. What about a reshus al tnai? What exactly is this tanai? So we have to see backwards from the raya. What was the tanai we were talking about? Toshma damale Rav Yochanan le Rabbi Shimon, harei ata birshutenu ad shetavo etzlenu. That's Rashi's girsa. According to Rashi, what is it? What tanai are we talking about? What do we want to do with this rishus? Make it in. What is the tanai? Exactly. We want to make it. The question is such a thing as a temporary rishus? Can you give a rishus to someone temporarily? So that's what Rav Yochanan told Rabbi Shimon. You have rishus temporarily. Currently, you're going to Chutz La'aretz. You have rishus to be done in Chutz La'aretz. When you come back to us, then you no longer have rishus. Then you have rishus temporarily because of the exigency of you going to Chutz La'aretz. But when you come back to us, you don't have rishus until who knows what. You take another bechina or whatever. That's the way Rashi understood. However, Rabbeinu Chananel has a slightly different girsa. Al tenai nami mahani miha damali Rav Yochanan Rabbi Shimon bar Abba harei ata birishusenu lehorot veladun al tenai shetavo etzlenu. The Tanai over here is not the temporariness, but rather a classic condition. Namely, I can give someone Rishus as long as he's part of a Bezdin of 10. I can give someone Rishus that he can be done during the, where it's Ichves. He can be done as long as he keeps communication with so-and-so. In other words, all sorts of conditions. So we have over here a condition, a classic condition, not only a question of temporary, but in terms of under what conditions he's allowed to be done. if you go to Rav Zalman Nechemiah for smicha, which some of you may decide to do, which is very nice, after you take, you know, your bechinas here, so I can give you a letter to Rav Zalman Nechemiah that you learned, doesn't mean that he's going to give you smicha, he'll give you a bechina, right? And then you fill out the bechina. So then when you go back to him, if you answer the questions correctly, he'll write for you a ketav smicha that has a t'nai. Does anyone know what a t'nai is? Yore, yore, under what condition?
Whatever you took the bechina on.
What?
It's whatever you took the bechina on. The topic that you studied.
The topic you studied, but not only that, but on t'nai that you constantly review the material.
Right? What does that mean?
So that what I assume what he means is that which we find in Yeridea Chelok Aleph. So Rav Zalman Nechemiah knew Yeridea very, very well, knows Yeridea very, very well. So in Yeridea Chelok Aleph, we have in Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, the concept that a shochet should get a Kabbalah. A shochet should have a paper to show that he learned Hilchos Shchita. And then it says, Yira she yachzor leprakim hilchos shchita she ushigurim bepiv ublibo shelo yishkachem. He quotes the Rama quotes in the name of the Maharash that the shochet should chazer. So in the Ber Hagolo explains what is the chazar of a shochet. Ama Maharash a kabbalah biyado meachiv Rav Yona sheish lekol shochet veshochet kishemaskel lishkot lachzor hilchos shchita subedikos bechol yom pa'amachas vechen yaseh shloshim yom. Acharkach kol chodesh pa'amachas, v'chein yaseh shana t'mima. Acharkach pa'amachas l'chol t'kufa, v'chein yaseh kol yemei chayav. V'yim lo aseh ken shkitas o psula. Okay, namely, that's, I assume, what Rav Zalman Nechemiah was referring to. Namely, and therefore, you know, he's not responsible for the smicha of people who don't follow, you know, that they...
Who don't learn Yeridea every single day.
Who don't, for 30 days. That's all. 30 days to learn, and then once a month, and then, you know, where it's blut kufa. Okay, so that's how do you, in other words, where did Rav Zalman Nechemiah get the concept you could have a smicha? So that's our sugya. That over here, the reshus, the horos, can be given al t'nai. And this is the t'nai, not of Rashi, not the temporary t'nai, this is t'nai of Rabbeinu Chananel, our sugya, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Tov, okay, let's continue. The Gemara then moves back to Shmuel. Gufa Amar Shmuel. Shnayim shedonu dinehem din ela shenikra bezdin chatzuf. Okay, let's take this statement and divide it into two. Shnayim shedonu dinehem din. Where did we see Shmuel previously? Where did we meet him? On what daf?
Gimel
Med Aleph. In what context?
Ravacha
Breid Ravika. Ravacha Breid Ravika points out that echa don din Torah shenemar b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. And this, however, midrabanan, you require three. And Shmuel says that two is also enough, right? Within the context of Rav Acha Bereid Ravika. What chakira did we have about Rav Acha Bereid Ravika when he says that one can be done? You know, as we asked, leaving aside his knowledge, but in what tekken is he done? Is he done as... No, is he done... as a dayon,
or
as a bezdin. My nafkamina, hoda, kfiya, kiyum shtaros, v'chulei, v'chulei, the whole list, right? So what do we see in the Rambam?
He wasn't a bezdin.
That he was a dayon, but not a bezdin. The Rambam says it twice, once in Perek Beis, and once in Perek He. He repeats it twice, right? That this echad shedan, like the yachid mumcha, he's a dayon, he's not a bezdin. What about Shmuel, that two can be done? Is two a souped up dayon, or is two a watered down bezdin? When Shmuel says that two could be done, so here look in Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Shnayim shedanu, ha denakat shnayim mishum dafilu shnayim have bezdin chatzuf, avol hu hadin dechad name dina dina. If you say that Shmuel is talking about not only two but one, then l'chora, he's a dayan. Just like Rav Acha Bereid Ravika, he's a dayan. So according to Shmuel, two is no worse than one. Right? He's a dayan. When you get to three, then you get to a bezdin. But we can go back to the Doraisa, right? We can go back according to Shmuel. He's a bezdin chatzuf, but he's basically But Lechora, in other words, two. However, and this is what I added to you, yes?
Isn't the lotion of Beit and Chatzif, though, an issue?
We're coming to the Chatzif in a few minutes. But before we get to the Chatzif, we have on one hand Tosfos. However, we also have a Bahag. This is a Bahag that we saw briefly on Daf Gimel Med Aleph, who was quoted by Tosos. If you just look back on Daf Gimel Med Aleph, you have Tosos Divur HaMaskil L'Rov Olesle de Shmuel, Bahag Posek Kishmuel. L'Rova. Bahag Posek Kishmuel. The Baal Hachos Gedolo is passing like Shmuel. Afagav de Rova Poligale, and normally we pass in Halacha Ki Basroi. Mishum de Rav Nachman Koi Kavose. And who's this Rav Nachman? So in the parentheses it says over here, Lekaman. Lekaman. Lekaman means our sugya. Our sugya, who is quoting over here, Gufa Mar Shmuel, then Yosef Rav Nachman v'komar lohashmaisisa. Rav Nachman said over this din of Shmuel. However, if you look in the Bahag itself, which I gave you, which Rav Nachman is the Bahag quoting? The Gemara in Gittit. So let's look at the Bahag together. You have it, you're both on the page of Mar Makomos and the bottom of the page over here that is in front of you. And the Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, is divided into topics. So he has Hilchos Dayanim, and over there in Hilchos Dayanim, in the edition that I have, it's page 226. It's the edition without, not the Machon Yerushalayim edition, the edition that I had when I was a Talmud. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Shnaim Shedanu Dineihem Din, Elosh Nikra Beis Din Chotzuf. Quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Beis Din Beis. Bari Shona, Haya Ose Beis Din Mimakom Acher Umavatlo. Once upon a time, if a husband gave a get and had second thoughts, what would he do? He would gather together a bezdin and be mevatel the get in front of the bezdin. Came along Rav Shimon Gamliel and said, that's not a very good way of doing things, because the wife will get the get, and she may not know that there was a bitul in front of this bezdin, even though normally a bezdin creates a kol, but maybe not, and we're talking over here about mamzerus, nothing doing. If you want to be mevatel the get, it has to be before the wife gets it, right? But you can't be mevatel in front of a bezdin. So here we're dealing with history. Bifnei kama mevatlo. So the Gemara says, in that time, before Shimon Gamliel, in front of how many dayanim do you have to come? Rav Nachman amar bifnei shnayim, Rav Sheshes amar bifnei shlosha. What's the background of this machlokes? Rav Nachman amar bifnei shnayim, trei name bezdin mikre. Rav Nachman held that two is also a bezdin. Two is also a bezdin. The kaimelon hilchasa karav Nachman alma treina nami bezdin mikri lememra kashmuel. Where did Rav Nachman get this from? He got this from Shmuel. That shnayim shadanu dinehem dinel and nikri bezdin chatzuf. So Rav Nachman said, nachon, an ideal bezdin is three, but a bezdin chatzuf is two. And so you see that Rav Nachman halacha lemaisa paskind like Shmuel in the world of Bitul Haget. The Gemara over there also says that this Machokas Rav Nachman of Sheshes goes to the world of Pruzbal. Pruzbal means, in the world of Shemitah, right, you want to, your loan to continue beyond Shemitah, so you hand it over to a Bezdin. How many does the Bezdin have to have? Rav Nachman says, two. Because the language of the Mishnah is Mosrani, Lifnechem, Ploni, Uploni. Rav Sheshes says, what do you want the Mishnah to say? Ploni, Ploni, Uploni? The Mishnah is not a shopping list. The Mishnah just mentioned two out of the three. Certainly you need three. But Rav Nachman held you need two. Was Rav Nachman based himself on Shmuel? Tosfos did not learn this way. Tosfos over there in Gittin says that that is not the classic Bezdin of Shmuel. There it's a unique Bezdin for Bitul Haget, a unique Bezdin for Pruzbal, nothing to do with Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Bahag understood that this is Rav Nachman talking Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Bahag paskined like Shmuel, because even though Rava paskined against Shmuel, but Rav Nachman, who was post-Rava, paskined like Shmuel. Again, where? So Tosos thought from our Gemara. But if you look in the Bahag, you see from the Gemara over there. So again, in terms of our question, according to the Bahag, according to Shmuel, Shnaim Shedanu, are we dealing with a Dayan or a Bezdin? So the Bahag says we're dealing with a Bezdin. This is the context of the Bahag. So it's a Machokas, Tosus in the Bahag. It's a Machokas straight through. Tosus understands that Shmuel is building himself on Rav Achav Reid Rav Ika. that the Doraisa still remains, even though we have a Takana Drabanan of three, but Bidyevit you can go down to two, even go down to one. We're dealing with a Dayan. The Bahag understands, no, that Shmuel is within the context of the Takana Midrabanan. Midrabanan, one is not enough, you need a Beis Din. How many are a Beis Din? Three or two? Two are also a Beis Din. Nafkamina, Bitul Haget, Nafkamina, Prozda. Okay? So we have over here a Machokas Rishonim in terms of the nature of the din of Shmuel.
Which case did Tosfos say was an exception?
Bitul Haget and Prozbo.
Those are the exceptions.
Those are the exceptions. That's not a din of Shmuel. Even if we don't hold like Shmuel, even if we hold generally need three, for Bitul Hageded, for Prisbo, all you require is an Eidus, really. It's not, the Beis Din is not talking as a Beis Din. You need an Eidus that this person is Moser Hishtaros. You need an Eidus that this person is Mevatel Hisget. It's called the Beis Din, but really it's Beteken Eid. That's the Sugi over there. That's Tosus over there in Gittin, the Fama Beis and Beis. But the Bahag himself says no. That the Rav Nachman Pasuk is like Shmuel, because in Gittin he says that two are enough. Shnayim nami based in Ikri, like Shmuel. It's a din of Shmuel. Okay, now we come to the word of Chatzuf. How does Rashi understand the phrase Chatzuf? On Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Avru al takanas chachamim. Excellent. And therefore, l'chora, is this bezden a l'chatchila bezden or it's a b'diavad bezden? Namely, that the takana chamim is you have to move from one to three. Of our al takanas chachamim, so we don't say that there's no longer a doraisa. He's going back b'diavad to the doraisa situation of two, or even according to Tosos, even one. However, there is another perush of the phrase chatzuf, which is quoted over here by the Ran. I'm sorry, when you turn the page, I forgot to write the Mar Makom. So the top Mar Makom is the Ran on the Hey Omid Beis. If you look at the three lines from the bottom, the Yesha Piresh Beis Din Chatzuf Migure Shemevinin Bahen Miha Mezakin Umiha Machayevin. In modern Hebrew, there is a word called Chasuf, Chet Sin Yud Vav Pei Chasuf. Chasuf. So this Yesh Omrim is saying that Chasuf is Chasuf. What is Chasuf?
Exposed.
Megula. What is Megula in English?
Revealed.
Revealed. What we call transparent. Transparency, right? Transparency means that you know nothing is hidden. So in what way is the Beis Din of two transparent?
You know,
we know exactly that if the Psak came out Chayav, those two agreed Chayav. If the Psak came out Zakai, the two of them agreed. Namely, we know Ashenkin and the Beis Din of three, and if Psak comes out of Chayav, you never know. Maybe it was 2-1, and you never know who was the one. That ruins the most. Namely, in a Beis Din of three, the Dayanim always are sort of hiding behind a certain veil of three. In a Beis Din of two, there's no veil. It's transparent. It's chasuf. Megula, yes?
Well, it's 3-0.
It could be. Three could be 3-0. Could so be 2-1. Could be 2-1.
I'm saying if it's 3-0, that's an issue because it's revealed. If he's saying that...
No. We don't know. The Beis, that's what he pointed out. The Psak comes out that from this Beis Din, the Psak is kach v'kach. That you have no way of knowing from that which is written in the Psak how every Dayan paskins.
So then why does it matter then if it's 2 or 3, according to that?
So that exactly what that's namely, if we say that the Yesh Omrim is correct, that Shmuel said Shnayim Shedano Dineim Din Ela Dikra Beis Din Chasuf, does this tell us anything about whether it's a Chatchil or B'diavad?
No.
All he's doing is simply establishing a fact. He's describing the reality. The reality is that in a Beis Din of two, you know exactly what each of them held. Then let's say the Rabbanim of YU have a meeting, and out of that meeting comes out that you don't give smicha to women. Right? So you have no idea. Maybe there was a minority of Rav X, Y, and Z who held differently. You don't know. Maybe it was unanimous. Maybe it wasn't. And you have no idea who they are. But if you had a Beis Din of two sit on this matter, and they came out with a psak, then clearly the two of them agreed. Right? So all Shmuel was saying, Shnayim Shedanu Dinehem Din, Ela Shenikra Beis Din Chasuf. that as opposed to a classic Beis Din, where the Beis Din remains to a certain degree within an anonymity. Here, there's no anonymity. Here,
what's the chiddush of this statement?
There's no chiddush. It's a description.
Right, it's why would we would have just a description of something obvious?
That's not obvious. It's not in Shadanu. Shmuel is saying, I hold that two could be a Beis Din, and we should realize that this Beis Din is a Beis Din. Namely, if you want to sit on this Beis Din, realize everyone's going to know how you paskin. In other words, that there is a plus and a minus of being in a court of two. L'chora, things will go a little quicker, but you will not be able to hide behind any veil of anonymity. But all Shmuel is doing is simply describing the reality. There's nothing over here which is l'chatchila or b'dievet. Nafgamina, namely, so again, according to Rashi, chatzuf implies b'dievet. According to this Yesh Misha Omer, chatzuf doesn't apply b'dievet. What?
It's a Beis Din according to Rashi, but it's b'dievet.
It's according to whether it's a Beis Din or not is Tol Machokas Tosfos and the Bahag. Shnayim Shedanu Dinehem Din. Tosfos holds that's a Dayan. Afilu Echad. Bahag says no. This is Ikri Beis Din. This is a Beis Din. Elash Nikri Chosuf. According to Rashi, this is a B'di'evid. Whichever way you learn, according to the Yesh Misha Omer, we don't know it's a B'di'evid. Nafgamina is how to read the next Gemara. Right? Let's read the next. That's the context of the run. The Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman Komar Loha Shmai Sisa, that Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel. Again, according to Tosfos, the Bahag was Bedayek over here, that Rav Nachman was Posek like Shmuel. Esve Rava Le Rav Nachman, Afilush, we have a Mishnah, Afilush Naim Ezakin, Oshnaim Mechayevin, the Echad Omer Eni Odea, Yosifu Hadayonim, V'yem Isa lahavu kishnayim shedanu. Don't we have a Mishnah against Shmuel? Because doesn't the Mishnah say that when you were down to two, then we have to add dayanim? And according to Shmuel, why should you add dayanim? Now you tell me, according to which perush does this Gemara work out smoothly? And according to which perush does this Gemara, do we have to add something to make it make sense?
Works so well for Rashi, doesn't work so well with the Ran.
I would say just the opposite.
Well,
it's beautiful with the Ran.
It's because it's revealed.
According to the Ran, not only is it revealed, Shnayim Shedanu is even al Chatchila. So we started with three, and now we have two. So let's paskin. We have two. Two is also al Chatchila. According to Rashi, what's the question? Yosifu Hadayonim. Shmuel's din is only b'di'evid. Don't we want to get to al Chatchila? Wouldn't that bring about Yosifu Hadayonim? You know, like, according to Rashi, why are we bringing in Shmuel? Isn't Shmuel a b'di'evid? Don't we want al Chatchila? You know, where it's, but Mashenken, according to the Ran, l'chora, this is kafta v'ferach. That's what the Ran asks on Rashi.
Wait, you mean, even if this Beis Din didn't add one more, ended up coming out with a psak, they'd still write in the end that three people were on this Beis Din and this is what happened?
Let's read the Gemara according to Ran. Let's look at the Ran. V'im Isa lahave kishnayim shadanu dineihem din. V'im Tomar hashmuel lo amar ela shim danu b'dieved shadinan din. Aval atchila modesh etzarach gimel. Ukvinam masnisin. It's the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Dinei mamanos b'shlosha. Shmuel doesn't disagree with the Mishnah. V'kevan shekein mishum hachi yosifu dayanim lechatchilahu. Namely, according to the way Rashi understood, what's the Gemara asking on Shmuel? Shmuel's din is a b'di'evid. The Mishnah wants a l'chatchila situation. L'chatchila, we need three. We're down to two. So we go back up to three. In other words, according to Shmuel, in a chinami, if we'd stick with the two, we could get it with a psak, but that would be a b'di'evid psak. The Mishnah wants a l'chatchila psak. So the Mishnah says Yosifu. How does Rava ask a question on Shmuel from that Mishnah? That's what the Ran is asking on Rashi. So the Ran answers, according to Rashi, Yeshlamar, the Sfirle, Lamaksha, the cave on the shlosha hein shenimnu ledin, v'ha'echad omer eni odeya, havelei b'di'evid, me'achash eni odeya, ma'yesh lehem la'asos, haya lehem ligmor asadin b'shnayim emisa d'shmol shidinayim din, that according to Rashi, you have to add two words into the Gemara, that once says eni odeya, now we have a b'di'evid situation. Once we have a b'di'evid situation, why not use Shmuel? The tirets lo, and the Gemara answers, no, shiny hasa meikara daita detrasa yasve And therefore, because I don't want to have a Beis Din Chatzuf, that we need Yosifu HaDayanim. And so, the Ran points out that this can work out according to Rashi, and Hu HaDin according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that we're dealing with a Beis Din Chatzuf, which is only good b'dieved. We can fit that into the Gemara. But the Yesh Misha Piresh, Im Kepiresh Hazeh, then everything is beautiful. Then the Gemara fits in Kafta Veferach. If Shmuel is even L'chatchila, so the Gemara asks, why add Dayanim? Let's just pass like Shmuel L'chatchila. So the Gemara says, no, that since originally they sat, what is this halacha? That since originally they sat with three, therefore we want to end with three. How do you understand that halacha? That since originally they sat with three, we don't want to go down to two. Yes? Okay, so the question is, do we have any unique halacha here in Beis Din that would distinguish this from a restaurant, or do we have to come on to expectations? They expected three, so, you know, particularly the Yad Ramah has a question, who expected three? The Dayanim, or the Baledinim, etc., right? In other words, that's your restaurant. But over here, within the world of Beis Din, use your noodles. According to Tosfos, three is what kind of a teken? A Beis Din. Going down to two, according to Tosfos, we're going down to a Dayan. So since Meikaru, we sat as a Beis Din, you can't just go down to being a Dayan. The Psak has to come out of a Beis Din. So we need Yosifu. Namely, within Tosfos, that we're going down in the world, so we understand that going down, it's not just a question of numbers. It's a question, not just a question of quantity, it's a question of quality. You're moving from the tekken of a Beis Din, that hodah bifneim hodah, naked force, etc., to the world of a dayan. Nothing doing. This was a Beis Din. So we have to be add dayanim. Let's say according to the Bahag, the two is also a Beis Din. So here, where did I send you to? No, follow the trail. I gave you Mar Makomos. Where did I send you to figure out this issue? Going down from three to two, is this like you went to a base? You went to a restaurant and you ordered lamb chops, and they said, "Well, sorry, we don't have lamb chops, but we'll give you hamburger." Is that the issue over here? No. What's left on the page? Okay, so after we have the Ran, well, before we get to the Ramban, we have. I'm sorry that I didn't write Rashi and the Ramban. Okay. We have a Rashi in Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Echa esa levadi, torchachem ma'asachem v'rivchem. To be a leader of the Greek people is not a challenge. To be a leader of the Eskimos is not a challenge. To be a leader of the Jews, that's amkshe oref, right? Two people, three opinions, torchachem. So what does Rashi say, torchachem? Malam ra Yisrael tarchanim. Haya echad roes baldino notzeach bedin yemar yeshli edim lahavi yeshli rayos lahavi. They don't let a din just go smoothly. Moshe Rabbeinu was a dayan. You know, it's in the middle of a Beis Din. Oh, I'm sorry, I have another proof. You have to wait another week for my proof to come. I have another shtar somewhere. Let me wait for it to bring it in. Mosif ani alechem dayanim. Just a minute. We have a quarter three. I don't want a quarter three. I want a quarter five. We have a quarter five, nothing. I want a quarter seven. All right, Mosif alem dayanim. So the Rashi over here is quoted by the Ramban. Lashon Rashi misifri, tor chachem malameh shahaya tor chanim. And he quotes the din, im haya roe baldinus notzeach, omer yeshli eidim lohavi, yeshli reis lohavi, Mosif ani alechem dayanim. Says the Ramban, v'hadin hazeh lo yadati oso. I never knew that a baal din can just say, I want more dayanim, she baal din, yochel lohosif dayanim, yoser al shalosh din mamanos. We're dealing with a question of a broken window. We're dealing with a question of a squashed tomato. Whatever we're dealing with, dine mamanos bishlosha, that's the Mishnah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Mishnah. He was the author of the Mishnah, right? In other words, this is a Mishnah, dine mamanos bishlosha. I can all of a sudden say, I want five, seven, nine. So Ramban says, v'shema nilmal mikan, but this is a sifri. This is also Moshe Rabbeinu, right? This is a halacha Moshe Misinai. We're dealing over here with a drasha of Chazal. Yochol Adam Lomar, Shnei de'anam ani bo'er li v'tivar ato shnayim acherim. V'hem yivaru ad echad. The same mission that says that how do you set up a Beis Din? The plaintiff chooses one. The defendant chooses one. The two of them choose a third dayan. Maybe the plaintiff could say, I'm choosing two. And then the defendant will choose two. And then the four of them will choose a fifth. V'yehei adin nigmar b'chamisha o b'yoser. Kamosha amru, where do we find this concept? Eino dome din ha-nigmar b'chamisha le-din ha-nigmar ba'asara. I don't know how it works with the U.S. Supreme Court, but lehavdil elef alfei havdalos with the Beis Din, with the Bet HaMishpat, with the court system in Israel, the secular court system, there is a Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court normally hears cases with a herkev of three. But when cases come that are deeper, that have more ramifications, they say we want to have five sitting, we want to have seven sitting, that they want to have a larger group of dayanim sitting. Why? Because eino dome, you can't compare the type of din that will come out of three to the din that will come out of five. You can't compare five to ten. Aval gav shegimel kofin ladun bifneihem. Three is fine. Three is a minimum of a court. Three judges can force the dayanim to come in front of them. B'she'eino rotza lekabel lav ladun, avol rotza livor yoser borer. Namely, if the couple don't want to come to court at all, three can force them to come. They say, we want to come to court, but we don't want three dayanim. We want five. We want ten. That's in their hands. Havelei ka'omer gives an example. They can say, neilach lebeis havad. I don't want to judge this case to be judged in Be'er Sheva. I want this case to be judged in Yerushalayim. I don't want to be judged in Yerushalayim. I want it to be judged in Har HaBayis. Namely, that there were different levels of court. And someone could say, I want this to be judged by an appellate court. I want this to be judged by a higher court. Shomen lo b'makom she'en sham torach shekach nitztavenu. She'ne'emar tzedek, tzedek tirdof. That tzedek is something you have to run after. Haloch achar Beis Din yofe. You can insist, I want a Beis Din of mumchim. I want the highest level Beis Din. V'ribui chachamim Beis Din yofehu. Not, in other words, we would have interpreted this without the Ramban. Beis Din yofe means a Beis Din qualitatively, which has better dayanim. Says the Ramban, we see from this Rashi, we see from this Sifri that quantity is also a factor. V'hinei b'midbar hayu chachamim metzuyim imayim. In the midbar they had sari alafim, sari meos. So I say, I don't want to go sari asaros. I don't want to go to my next door neighbor. Nachon, he learned choshem mishpat. But I want to go to the sari meya, or I want to go to the sari alafim. Right? Yecholin lomar ne'elch of the sari alafim. So who hadin? They could say, I don't want three. I want seven. I don't want seven. I want 15. Namely, that was the Rishus, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't deal with such a people. They never let me judge a case. Right? They're always adding things. So, therefore, why did I bring this Rashi and Ramban? To explain our Gemara. Namely, in our Gemara, is it like steak and hamburger? Meikara yasve shlosha. So therefore, what can the Baal Din say?
We came for three.
We came for three. We didn't come for two. You can't take, going down in number is going down in quality. Going up in number is going up in quality. You can't change the quality of the Psak Din. That's why we have to be Mosef HaDayanim. Namely, it's not necessarily that we're moving, like according to Tosfos, from a Tekken of a Beis Din to a Tekken of a Dayan. That works fine according to Tosfos. But the Bahag understood that two is also a Beis Din. Nachon, two is a Beis Din, but three is a higher level Beis Din. That's what we see over here from Rashi and the Ramban. What Noach mentioned, this is also a Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't go as far. The Rambam says, Af al pi she Beis Din shel shlosha Beis Din shalem hu, kol zman shehem rabim hareze mishubach. V'mutav she'echot echadin ba'achad asar yoser me'asara. Okay, that there is. The Rambam also knew the Sifri. He also knew this concept. What's the difference between the Rambam on one hand and Rashi and the Ramban? In terms of how far does this go? According to the Rashi and the Ramban, they can demand it. According to the Rambam, you can't demand. If both sides agree, then they can be, it's not a demand, it's Meshubach.
Wait, Rashi and Ramban, one side can demand it and they have to listen?
Mm-hmm. One side, the one who sees he's losing says, just a minute, I don't want, I see, you know, these judges, they're asking me hostile questions. I want to add more judges. So he's allowed to add more judges. That's what comes out. The Ramban said, I never heard of such a thing. They figured, kind of read that this is Holech Ashka Beis Din Yafa. This is a concept of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. The Rambam writes that this is Meshubach, but not that you can demand it.
That's outside of losing, though. The Ramban says you have to see the Be'atchala. You have to start asking for more.
So the Ramban, Rashi points out that it's two stages. I put dot, dot, dot. I left out some part of the Ramban, just to be able to see the core. That it's a two levels. A, I can ask for it at the beginning, and B, in the middle of the court case, I can say, I want more Dayanim.
Even if you're losing?
Even if you're, because you're losing. Why else would you do it? Right? Because you're losing. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining, that this is a never-ending, the same way that the person would say, just a minute, I have another aid. I want an adjournment for me to bring my other aid. Well, continue next week. Right? I have a shtar. The shtar is in Mitzrayim. I'm going to send a messenger to Mitzrayim to pick up my shtar and bring it out to the Midbar. It's going to take a month. So Moshe, I can't deal with this. I want to deal with a case that just is boom, boom, boom. You know, I can't deal with these. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? Moshe Rabbeinu had his complaint. Esfali Shivim Ish. Okay, so we'll set up a Sanhedrin. You won't have to judge with all the cases, right? Well, don't worry. We'll split the load. We'll split the burden. We'll make it easier, etc. But it's a real time. Okay, this Seder. This is what I asked you to do for today. What I'd like, in other words, Bli Neder, I'll give you a page of my comments. What I'd like you to do for next time is okay, we can do, in other words, did you do Gemara up to Gufa? Did you see next Gemara up to Gufa? No, up to here, well, we covered well. Okay, so the next Gemara over here is a short Gemara that deals with a comparison between Din and Pshara. There's a Tosus over here which is very important. I told you to see the Ran on that, but I decided to hold off because in the middle of Daf Vav Aleph we're going to return to the world of Pshara, and there are different, and then we'll come back here. Okay, so over here just read Gemara and Rashi, and then move over into Rav Avahu. Rav Avahu we already saw as well, right back on Daf Beis Amud Beis. What we're going to see the Gemara up to Lema Ketanoi, which is a little below the middle of the thin lines, and that Gemara talks about the difference between different types of errors. So we spoke about a dayan who makes an error that he has to pay. Sometimes he has to pay. Sometimes the whole din is choser. It depends what type of error. Ta'a bidvar mishnah, ta'a bishikol das. So we're going to see on Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, they're going to explain what are these two types of errors, and we're going to see that we're dealing with errors in terms of sources that are up to the time of the Gemara. Then the question is, what about post Gemara? What about post Gemara sources? Someone was unaware of a Rashba. Does that passel the din, etc.? So there's a rush, not by us, but in the fourth perek. There's a Rush who quotes a Baal HaMo'ar and a Ravid, and then the Rush himself speaks about, and that's, in other words, what we're going to get involved in first. Then we're going to move into the Sugi of Pshara, which will bring us down to the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Aleph, actually to the top line, to the two dots on the top of Daf Vav Amid Beis. And in that context, we're going to see some of these Tosfos, not the long ones, Richa. We're going to come back to the Tosfos of Yofeh, and the Tosfos of Tzricha will hold until Daf Vav Amud Beis. Anyway, the Sugi of Pshara is a blot. We'll see the Amud Aleph of Pshara, and the question is, what is the relationship of Pshara and Din conceptually? The Gemara deals with a Hekesh. What does it mean to have a Hekesh between Pshara and Din, and my Nafgamina? So that we'll talk about next time. And B'li Neder, the Sugi on Daf Vav Amud Beis, we'll see afterwards. Okay? So Baruch Hashem, things went quickly today. I think the more that I print out, the quicker things go. Beseder. I think it's important to see things in front of us. Anyone has any questions on today? Beseder. So you owe me 15 minutes at some point. So I'll give you the Mar Makamos Bli Neder tomorrow morning. Okay? Yes?
Can you explain just the Tanai, the difference between Tanai and Palga?
Yeah. Palga is saying, I'm giving you total Rishus, but only in a certain area. It's an area of halacha. You know area A, not area B. Tnai means, according to Rashi, I'm giving you a temporary rishus. Mashenk, according to Rabbi Chananel, means I'm giving you rishus on condition. And the condition could be anything. Condition could be until you return to us, or on condition that you will return to us. Namely, I'm letting you go out to be a bit, to be a dayan, but I expect you to come back to finish your studies, like someone who doesn't have smicha says, okay, you can go out and be a rabbi, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but then you have to come back to the yeshiva and finish smicha. You just can't, you know, you're not finished yet. In other words, I'm allowing you to be a rabbi on condition that you are going to return. Or, you know, is a condition that you're going to review, or on condition that three other people will sign whatever psak you say. Namely, there are all sorts of conditions that a person can make, and according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara allows for all of these conditions to be part of the smicha. Namely, it's not an all or nothing. So, in other words, we have not an all or nothing in terms of areas of halacha, and not an all or nothing in terms of the essence of the rishus. Okay? Any other questions? Yes?
According to the Ran, why is it nikra chatzuf, as opposed to when you say description, you don't say it's called a cold day today, it is a cold day.
I don't know. I don't know that's really true. In other words, nikra chatzuf means that this Beis Din is called, in the terminology of Batei Dinim, Beis Din Chatzuf. That it's called, this is a transparent Beis Din. That someone who's going to be on this Beis Din is not going to be able to hide behind, the group. His psak, you know, what he feels is going to be transparent to anyone hearing the psak, which is a plus and a minus, right? In other words, there's a plus also that they don't have to worry about pressure later on, because they're part of an organization. You're part of the RCA. Okay, the RCA came out with a statement, but who says I signed? Who says I voted? Right? In other words, you can always tell your balabatim that I wasn't part of that vote. I'm all in favor of women's ordination and still be a rabbi. Right? In other words, the RCA, a member of an organization that voted. Who says I voted? Voting is secret ballot. But if you were on a committee of two and you pask in a certain way, then it's transparent how you pask it. This said there. Okay, we should hear B'saras Tovos, Yeshuas V'Nechamas. We should feel the pain of Umos HaOlam. And hopefully they should feel our pain as well. When we are hurt, they should feel our pain. And when they are being hurt, we should feel their pain. It's very, very sad to live in a world where a person is just, you know, where it's, maybe it teaches us that somehow that we're never in control. But, you know, that a person, it was a terrible, terrible massacre, I guess one could use the word, in Paris on Leil Shabbos, by, in other words, that with the Arabs and the Goyim, the Parisian Goyim, who were just out having a good time. So Mirtz Hashem, Shekharish Baruch Hu should hear the tefillos of the world against this godless of Yishmael that we're living through.